I'm Kev Jackson. Welcome to ChatPod, the Chat About Podcast. We are checking in with Jared Sierstead. He is a senior physical therapist at Sanford Health. Jared, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kev.
Well, you're going to talk a little bit about a spine clinic that I guess I didn't even know we had here in Bemidji. Is this a fairly new addition to Sanford Services?
Yeah, we started this about 2 years ago. Sanford felt that there was a need for overall management for spine-related disorders, neck and back pain. We provide like a comprehensive first contact visit and help patients get back to where they need to be.
So how long have you been with Sanford, by the way?
I've been here for 6 years.
Okay, and now are into the spine center. Well, that's part of your duties, I'm assuming.
Correct. I'm also an outpatient physical therapist, orthopedics, and sports medicine.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about spine issues. What is the most common one we see around, usually?
Probably low back pain. You know, it'd be rare if you ask someone if they've never had back pain before. So that's why there's a need for effective spine-related treatment is back pain can be multifaceted, and people sometimes don't get appropriate management of their back pain.
Mm-hmm. What is the... I mean, is there any one particular cause that seems to be cause the most of the lower back pain issues?
You might see low back pain, you know, most commonly with, you know, bending over, you know, twisting and, you know, lifting heavy objects. You know, that's probably the most common mechanism of back pain. But it also can be caused by, you know, recreational activities with weekend warriors. You can see back pain from almost anything.
Okay. There's temporary lower back pain, and then I know there's, you know, chronic back pain too. People have it for years and years and can't seem to shake it off.
Correct. Yeah. So that's, you know, the top priority of the spine clinic is to address that acute or, maybe you've had back pain for a couple weeks. You know, starting off on the right track would hopefully prevent that long-term disability with, you know, a chronic spine-related disorder.
So if we're having back pain, do we need to talk to our GP to get a referral, or do we just come right in?
You can come right in. You call our office and no referral needed. And we're there to help you out. So we'll save that, in some cases unnecessary visit, and you can come right in and seek appropriate treatment.
Okay. So we come into the spine clinic. What are some of the first things that happen? What are the things we're doing?
So when you first walk in the door, we're going to, you know, ask you questions about your back pain, take your history, check your vitals, kind of screen you before we get into the exam and try and hone in on what potentially could be causing your back pain, whether it's muscular, if it's joint or facetal related, could be disc related. You could be having some nerve pain down your arm or leg. So we try and figure out what the cause of your back pain is and then individualize your treatment to address it.
Okay. And you got quite a few that work on that at the clinic.
Correct. So we have a team of a nurse practitioner, Hillary Porter. Dave Galloway is our chiropractor. Kent Johnson, Mike Losey, and myself are physical therapists.
Okay. So what are some of the physical therapy things that you guys would be working on when it comes to back pain?
It depends on what we think is going on. Mm-hmm. We can do some manual therapy techniques, specific exercises or stretches, to try and alleviate your pain during that visit.
Okay. We mentioned neck pain. So that's another thing that tends to be somewhat common. What are some of the key causes of neck pain generally?
Repetitive movements, lifting, poor postures. I think with cell phones, there's become a problem looking down a lot at your screen.
Yep.
So those would be common causes of neck pain. You could throw in traumatic events such as motor vehicle collisions, whiplash type injuries. Those would be involved in having neck pain.
Jared Seerstead is a senior physical therapist with Sanford Health. We are talking about their spine clinic and back and neck pain. So what are the things we can be doing before we get back and neck pain to prevent getting back and neck pain?
Living an active, healthy lifestyle through exercise and activity. Diet and mental health also play a role in preventing injury.
I always hear lift with your legs. Is that legit?
Yes. That is legit. You don't want to bend at your back and lift something up. It just causes excessive stress and strain, especially if you're not accustomed to doing that, frequently.
Okay. So some of these things are chronic and they may take a long time to solve, but I mean, the average person comes in, how long does a treatment session last before maybe they start seeing relief and feeling better?
Hopefully day one, but okay. That doesn't always happen. It may take a couple weeks to start seeing results.
Okay. And again, you're one of three physical therapists there. They have a nurse practitioner, a chiropractor, so a lot of ways to deal with things. But you noted that you're doing other physical therapy things as well. How many physical therapists are there in Sanford overall here in Bemidji, do you know?
We have about 25.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So we have a large department. We have a really good team. We're able to collaborate, pick each other's brains on certain nuances of the job, and that just makes us better overall as a department.
Okay. So for those maybe listening that are thinking, that are getting ready to look at careers and physical therapy is something that interests them, what's the process? What was your journey to being a physical therapist?
So I went to Bemidji State for my undergraduate degree in exercise science. Some people will go to a university and get their prereq courses done to apply for physical therapy. That could be a three-year process. And then physical therapy school is 3 years. So you're looking at 6 to 7 years to become a physical therapist.
Okay. And then you become a physical therapist, and then you look for work.
Correct. Yes.
And you're still here in Bemidji.
Yes.
Okay. Where did you do your grad work?
University of North Dakota.
Okay. Okay. So you never ventured too far away.
Correct. Yeah. I'm originally from Thompson.
North Dakota, right by
Grand Forks. So.
All right. So you moved to God's country now.
Correct. Yeah. We love it here.
All right. Yeah. Jared, I know you wanted to say something before we wrapped it up.
Yeah. Today's a very special day. I'd like to wish my wife, Kate, happy anniversary.
All right, Kate. Hubby says happy anniversary to you. You got plans for tonight, Jared?
Yeah, we're going to have a dinner date.
All right. Well, that's a good start for sure, yes. Yeah. Jared Seerstead is a senior physical therapist celebrating his anniversary today with Sanford Health. He said we were talking about the spine clinic and other aspects of back and neck disorders and pain. Jared, thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Kev.
I'm Kev Jackson. Thanks for joining us today on ChatPod, the Chat About Podcast.